Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Gimel, and we are on Beis Amud Beis, and we are in the shittas of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that regarding the malacha of hotzah, Rabbi Yochanan said that hamotzi eino chayev ad sheyaniach. A person is only chayev hotzah if they put it down, if they had a hanacha, as we know. That's going against the shita that we're going to talk about. Of right when you walk in, it's not considered as if you stopped. Mahalich is lav ka'omed, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore, until you put it down, it's not the malacha. And as we said, that's why if somebody finds themselves walking and they remember that they have something, realize they have something in their pocket or that they're carrying, don't stop. Don't stop, figure out something else to do, but don't stop, because that would be a hanacha. And then Rabbi Yaakov Baracha quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying, ad sheyitov ad sheyaniach. You need an akira and hanacha. You need an atila. You can have somebody just putting it on you, and then be miniachet later. Rabbi Zeira wonders, or not wonders. This boy, remember in Yerushalmi, boy doesn't always mean question, but Rabbi Zeira wonders. Ad sheyitol, does not wonder. States ad sheyitol amanas lahaniach, that not only do you need an akira, not only do you need a hanacha, but you need an akira with in mind to do an illegal hanacha. Right, and that's when it is aser for me. You have to think about the malacha from start to finish. But if you not the lechel, if you picked it up to eat, and then you decided to put it down, then that is not a malacha. And as the Karban Eida here says, lo v'hatorah lo machayva ella malachas machshevis. The Torah only, as we said in Hakdama, only obligates thought out professional work. That means when you do thought out professional work, you think about it before you start. And you do it. The gamrina mi mishkan achiris kavin lasos hamalacha ella she'ena yodeya shehu Shabbos o kesaver shemalacha zumuteres. You don't know what Shabbos, so you think this malacha is mutter. But if you don't have that, then it's not malachas machshevis. It's not thought out work. And remember, whatever they did in the mishkan, we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So the mishkan was thought out professional work. So that's the only malacha that's the araisa on Shabbos. Good. Says the Gemara now. Ma demar de Rabbi Yochanan de lo Rabbi Yossi. That which Rabbi Yochanan said, the first line of Rabbi Yochanan, that one is only chayev if you actually put it down in the other rishus, that's against Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi in the following brisa, the Tani, hoti chatzi grogeris vihinicha, v'chazev hoti chatzi grogeris, I took out a half a grogeris and I put down another half a grogeris, eminicha b'toch arba amos larishona chayev. So this brisa says, I took out a half a grogeris, and I took out a second one. So if I put it down within 4 amos of the first one, then that's a tziruf. Since it's before, it's within 4 amos, it's as if they're next to each other. And therefore, it's in one helam, one forgetting. And therefore, you'd be chayef, v'yam lav pater. But if not, then that's considered two separate areas, two separate hanachas, and therefore, they're not mitzdarif. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, im he'eviro derech aleha chayef. Even if you didn't put it down within 4 amos of it, even if you just passed over, you're walking and you passed over your chatzi, passed over the other chatzi. Doesn't have to be literally over, but it has to be, you know, within the area. So then the Rabbi Yossi says, Chai, that's good enough. Meaning you don't have to actually have hanacha. V'imlav pater, but if you didn't do it, if it wasn't, if you aren't mavir it, near it. So then Pater, Rabbi Yossi Avin Amalech Kemeniach. So Rabbi Yossi is against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mahalech Lavka Omid, you have to actually have a Hanacha for there to be Tzirif, for it to be a Hanacha. While Rabbi Yossi says, no, Mahalech Kemeniach. A Mahalech is Kemeniach, as if you put it down. Meaning every step you take is as if I stopped and I started. Right? This is a halachic reality. You might look at it, I mean, how do you look at walking? Do you look at walking as a mitzurif activity, or do you look at every step as one by one? So Rabbi Yossi looks at it as one by one. Says the Gemara, not only this is really a lead into the next question, but it's also summarizing, trying to understand Rabbi Yossi Shita. Kama de Rabbi Yossi Avin Amahalech Kemeniach Lechiyav, just like Rabbi Yossi says Mahalech Ka'omed, or Mahalech Kemeniach, in terms of Chiyav, meaning if you carry the half within Dalat Amos of the other half, so then it's going to be mitzarif, and you're going to be chayef for hotzah. So says the Gemara Lechora, the same thing would be outside. Kachu avid hamahalek meniach liftar. So too liftar. Meaning, what happens if I have a half a kazayas that I brought outside, it's in the street. The second that I walk out of my house, if I walk into the street, if I'm not within dalanamas of that item, it's mahalak kainiya, it's as if I put it down. So even if I keep walking and go over it or near it, it still shouldn't be it's still not chayav, according to Rabbi Yossi, because it's as if I stopped and started each time. So the Gemara then says, so what does the brisa even mean? If you're within dalanamas, right, if you brought it over it, but what do you mean? Before you get there, it's as if you stopped and started. As the Gemara, kivan shotzia, nasa kemoshihi nicha, sham, vihe pater, right? Once, the second that you bring it out, it should be as if you put it down, and you're pater. Because the second that you walked out into the street, right, you've already done a hanacha and a new akira, and by the time you get to bring it over, like the language of the of Rabbi Yossi, he'aviru derech aliyah, it's already done. You've already broken the connection. So just like it's enough to be mitzarif l'chiyev, it should be enough to be mitzarif l'pater. So the Gemara answers, you're right, and therefore the case must be that the item is sitting within dalaramos of the edge of where you went in. Tiftor shaisa nesuna b'toch arba amos. It must be within dalaramos of the edge. So right when you go into the street, you're already within dalaramos. So even if it's considered a hanacha, that would be enough l'chayev. Says the Gemara, but look at the second half of the brisa. What's Rabbi Yossi's words? Rabbi Yossi said, if you put it within dalaramos, chayev. V'im lav pater. What does v'im lav pater mean? Meaning if you're telling me that it's within dalaramos of, let's say, your entrance from your house to the street, then you're automatically going to be chayiv. So what's the imlav pater? Amar kahad. So the Gemara kahadad the tardiv imlav pater. Right. So how can you be pater? So Amar Rava Barbrei de Rav Papi Rava the grandson of Rav Papi Tiftar Shahaya Pesach Rachav Chamesh Amos. It was a very wide doorway. V'hotzi achazakat v'achazakat. So when it says chayiv, it means you went out the part of the doorway that is within four amos of the first half that you put it down. When it says v'im lav, it means you went out at the other side of the doorway, which is further away, right? Hari v'hari lo hotzi es hashniyah b'toch ha'amos l'arishona, and therefore it wouldn't be mechuyev. So again, this is in terms of the definition. Again, for every malach on Shabbos, we have to remember that there's the kavana and the maisa, right? And so we've been talking about both of these items here. The kavana, you might say, three things. Kavana, maisa, and chefsa. Right? Chefsa, we've been talking about, and all three have come up here. Chefsa means the shear. There's a shear for almost every malacha. There might be, right, hachorish, kol shehu, zoreya. We'll have to talk about that when we get up to that Mishnah. Be'ezus Hashem in a couple of weeks. So there's the amount that you do. There's the action that you do. And there's the kavana involved. All of those play a role. The kavana and the maisa, a lot of that is about melachas machshavas, as we said. Those two are a function of melachas machshavas. It has to be a thought-out work, thought-out activity, so it has to be thought-out, and it has to be an activity. Both of those, right? Less than the amount, that's more of a general chatzi shir type of discussion. Remember, there is, if you remember, there are those that suggest that the makar for chatzi shir in Yuma, in the beginning of the last parak, is kol chelev, eating non-kosher fat. And there are those that want to suggest that maybe it only applies to Chacham Svi. If you remember the Shuv and Simen Peivav or so, then maybe Chatzi Shir, the Isra of Chatzi Shir, the Asa Manat Torah, only applies to Isurei Achila. Because why? Because he gives a svar that's not in the Gemara. His svar is because the whole point of Chatzi Shir is Achshavei. Remember that? It's a small shir, but if you eat a half of a kezayis, that shows that you are interested and making it significant subjectively, and therefore you're going to be chayev. That's achshavei. So that, and for he says, you have to be do something to show that you're being machshavit. But let's say, his context, Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh, let's say you have a half a kezayis of chametz in your house. Do you violate? He says, no. Because you didn't do anything to show that you're machshavit a half a kezayis. When you eat, so then you're showing that you're being machshavit a half a kezayis. But if you just have it in your house, you left it over, that wouldn't be. The problem is that there is evidence that against that Chacham Tzvi, that Chatzi Shir does apply to non-Isurei Achila. And therefore, you have a problem. Rashi in Shabbos, Ayin Dalet, says that this Chatzi Shir by Borer. So that's not by Isurei Achila, unless he would say that, oh, but that's still Achshavei, right? You're doing something. You're still doing something. So he would say it's a parallel. He would say it's a parallel to an Isser Achila because you're actually doing something. The Magen Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchos Geneva, says stealing a tiny amount is Chatzi Shir. Kol Shehu. Right? The Magen Mishnah says, Kedin Kol Chatzi Shir. So again, there too. It's not an Isser Achila, but maybe that fulfills the standard of the Chacham Tzvi, because also there, you're doing something to show that you think it's significant. You stole a half of a shear. Okay, but those are the three of the elements that would apply. And that is, again, in terms of the Maisa, in terms of the Kavana, and in terms of the amount. In terms of the amount, the Chefsa that you are doing the action to. Again, each of those, are discussions that we have to have separately. We'll see. Malach HaZmachsheves, if there's more time, we'll get back to it later. Now let's continue. Says the Gemara. Taman Tanina. Right, we learned in a Mishnah, this is going to relate to the Mahalach Ka'omit Sugya. We learned in a Mishnah in Krisus on Daf Yud Gimel. Taman Tanina. We learned in a Mishnah, the Gemara here only quotes the second Deya, the Rebbe Meir, but we have to know the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds, there is, not that you should try this at home, but the Mishnah says, on Daf Yud Gimel Amabez, that a person could eat one item and be chayav five karbanos. One item, five karbanos. Yesh ochal achila achas v'chayav aleha arba chataos v'ashem echad. I could do five averes at once. What is that? If I am tameh and I ate chaylev, right? Chaylev is one aver, not kosher fat, and the chaylev happened to have been nosar, right? A leftover carbon, right? That's another iser, and it's a carbon. So carbon nosar, those are two averes. Carbon nosar chaylev is three averes. I'm tameh, four averes. It's Yom Kippur. Five averes, right? So if I do all of that, I'm chayav five karbanos, four chatos and one asham. For me'ila, it's an asham. Asham me'ilos. So four chatos, and I did this all by accident. So if I did this all by accident, again, tamei, chelev, nosar, obviously a karban on Yom Kippur. So you're chayav five karbanos. Rabbi Meir says, now we get to Rabbi Meir in our Gemara. Rabbi Meir says, and what if it's Shabbos also? It's not all Yom Kippur and Shabbos, and you're walking out while you're eating, then you're chayav for hotzah. Right? If Remeir Omer, Mahaya Shabbos, v'hotzio chayav. You're chayav another karbon for Shabbos, another chadah. So once you're trying to get to as many karbonas as you can, so then why don't you say it's also Shabbos? And the Rabbanan answer, Amru lo, eino min hashem. Eino min hashem. That's the language of the Mishnah. What does that mean? So Rashi there, our Gemara is going to give a pshat of what Einam HaShem means. Rashi there in Krisus gives a different pshat than what our Yerushalmi says. Einam HaShem, Rashi says, it's a lumdus. Einam HaShem, Rashi says there, Ein Chiyav Zeh Mishum Achila. Rashi is basically saying, you know what, Remeir, no, you could have had 20 averis. You know what, he did this all eating while he's wearing shatnas. Right, so he's doing five averis. He did this all while he's, plowing with Kilai HaKerem. So you could have done 20 Averis. So that's what Rashi's Eidim and Hashem is. It's a lambda. We're talking about Averis of eating. Right? Averis of eating. Right? Not Averis of Estamina Averis that you happen to be doing at the same time. So what does that have to do with us? Let's get back to our Gemara. So Taman Taninan, Remeir Omer, Imhaisa Shabbos, if it was Shabbos, Vahotzio, and you took out, right, and you, as you were doing this eating, right, you were walking outside, right? So you're chewing, it's in your mouth as you're walking outside, Vahotzio, so then it's going to be chayv another, Aver, Amrulo, Einam HaShem. Why? What is the Amrulo? What are they trying to say? Einam HaShem. Shezeh chayev mishem mahalech, vezeh chayev mishem meniach. Because by the eatings, you don't have to stop. You don't have to stop. And therefore the second he walks out, right, into the street, he swallows and it's gonna be asa for the eating. While the hotzah requires him to do a hanacha. And therefore it's not gonna be simultaneous. That's how we understand Eino Min Hashem. It's not the same moment. Not the same moment. The Amrulo say it's not the same moment. Shezechai Mishem Mahalech. The four kabanas for doing the aveir of eating. Eating chaylev on Yom Kippur, that's the first second you go out, right? When you swallow, it's gonna be, aser dar, that's the, aveira. And hotzah, you gotta stop. Vazechai mishameniach. Right? Meaning, the amrulo is holding that mahalech is not ka'omed. right? Mahalik zakaminiach, because that's its point. You have to stop. So, mani amrulo. Who is amrulo? Rechai Kadievsky says, amrulo in the throughout Shas means Reb Yossi. Mani amrulo, Reb Yossi. So the amrulo is Reb Yossi. So if that's true, then we have a problem here. We have a stira in Reb Yossi. Because what does Reb Yossi say here? Michlav hashidasi de Reb Yossi. Taman, increases, assuming the amrulo, right? The one who says amrulo to the Rabbanan is Reb Yossi. So then he's assuming that mahalik is not kameniach, right? Taman lo avad hamalik kameniach. Over there in Krisus, he does not make mahalik kameniach, right? Meaning because he says, the amrulo says, hey, you're chayav these four averes the second you walk out. And also is only when you stop. So you see mahalik is not kameniach. Viko and our brisa here, what does our brisa say that we just quoted, the bottom of Bezma Bez? What does it say? Im hever derech alei chayav, right? Which means, u viko avad hamalik kameniach. Stira and Reb Yossi. So answer the Gemara. Amar Reb Yudin Tiftar Shaya Mutal Al Hoes Kopa. The case that we're talking about here is, he is standing on the threshold. Miksaso Bifnim Upiv Lachutz. The case that we're talking about here is he's on the edge of the house and his mouth is outside. So when he takes the food and he eats, right, his mouth is outside. Upasha yadov v'natzla v'achla, and he sticks his hand down and he puts it in his mouth. V'hari lo hilech, meaning this has nothing. The Mishnah has nothing to do with mahalech ka'omed. Right, the case that he's talking about, he's not moving, and the hanacha here, right, he's eating right away, and the hanacha is going to be in his stomach, and the machlokes is only about what is called the hanacha. Rabbi Meir holds, right when you're chewing it, so that's already, you put it in your mouth, that's a hanacha. It's inside you. So that's chewing it. Therefore, Rabbi Meir says, it's all simultaneous. All your eatings and the hotza'ah, which is a hachnasa. Here it's a hachnasa, you're bringing it in, as we said in yesterday's daf, hotza'ah and hachnasa the same, right? So it's all simultaneous. That's why Rabbi Meir includes that. And the amrulo say, amrulo is Rabbi Yossi, he's like, no. No, the hanacha means in your insides, in your b'nei me'ayim, in your intestines, in your stomach. That's the hanacha. And therefore, don't bring this into the Mishnah that this is simultaneous. Meaning, don't compare the Mishnah increases to our Braisa here. Our Braisa here is an issue of Mahalik Ka'omed or not. Rabbi Yossi holds, Mahalik is Ka'omed. Over there in the Mishnah increases, he's not moving. He's not walking. He's on the edge of his house, and he is, it's Yom Kippur. He got bored in shul, right? So he's home, and he forgot it was Yom Kippur. He's about to eat something, and he forgot this is a piece of chalav kachim, no sir, tamei, and he's tamei. So but the issue is he's not moving. So don't compare the two cases. It's not a stira within Reb Yossi. There's a lot to talk about this Mishnah in Krisus that was quoted here. First of all, Tosfos in Yavam Islam Adalad, where this Mishnah is quoted, bring up a number of points. Number one is interesting. It says, Reb Meir says, and if it's Shabbos, what, Yom Kippur? There's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether there's Erev v'Hotzah for Yom Kippur. Right, so Reb Meir says if it's Shabbos, you have an issue of hotzah. So it's mashma that Yom Kippur does not have an issue of hotzah. So Tosas just points that out. Perak Barlo, this is Tosas Yivam Islam Adalat. Ratzal Adaktik Michan De Ein Erev Hotzah Yom Kippur. Midesrach Leminchan Ma'is a Shabbos. Tavla Lemis Deivim Hotzio Chayef. Just Deivim Hotzio. Right, so then so that's Tosas. Then Tosas asks, maybe we're all thinking this, like we asked the question, like the Amrulo. What is, you could also have said it if he was doing any other malach on Shabbos. Right? Reb Meir knows, according to that pshat of Rashi, of Eino Min Hashem, Reb Meir knows that. Right? So how could he suggest that? So Tosfos says, no, this is still a malacha through achila. This is still an achila malacha. He's not like just plowing. The hotzah is being done through an act of eating. So that's still, it's still within the same context, according to Reb Meir. Mishum debshas bliya asinami chiyav hotzah. Avagav dakhati lonach, mishum debliyasan zuhi hanachasan. Zuhi hanachasan. So that is, number one, Tosfos says there. Also, there is, let's go to the Ksos. Ksos, Simen Chavches. Simen Chavches says that, one second, what does Reb Meir say? If it's Shabbos, so then you're gonna be chayiv, an extra carbon. But one second. Shabbos means chayvi mises bezdin, right? Even if you do it b'shogeg, you remember, that's tana de bechizkia. Kimle b'drabi minei. Kimle b'drabi minei means if I get the more stringent punishment, I don't get the lesser punishment. Two sources in Shas, in the Torah for kimle b'drabi minei, risha achas ata machayev oviyat ha machayev shibshtei rishayos, right? One shot, or dmei vlados. Those are the two sources, right? The killing of the pregnant woman in Mishpatim. If you kill the pregnant woman, you're not chayev for the vlados. The Gemara in the third parak of Tzubis talks about what you need two sources for Kimlei. But that's the source. But then we also have, in Kimlei, it's not only if you receive the worst punishment, do you not get the lighter punishment, but also, even if you just do an act that would be mechayiv of you, the higher punishment. That's called Tana de Bechizkia. That's Baba Kama Lamed Hei and Tzubis Lamed Hei in the Bavli, that even if chayev misa shogegin, I did a chi of misa by accident, so I'm still potter. I'm still potter from the mammon. So I asked the ksos. So this, if it's Shabbos, Yom Kippur is karis. Fine. You don't say kimle according to many tanar. But if it's Shabbos, this chi of misa is bezdin. So if it's Shabbos, I should be potter on any monetary chiyuvim, including, right, I ate a karbon here. Asha mi'ilos. So I'm chayev keren for that karbon. But I'm not chayev keren because of kimlei. But you only chayev a karbon asham, the Gemara says, for mi'ila if you're paying the keren. If there's no keren, then there's no karbon. So ask the ksos. You got to know everything to ask this question, right? Ask the ksos. Remeir says, oh, if it's Shabbos, you got an extra karbon. Wrong, because if it's Shabbos, you delete a karbon. You got to delete the asham, because the asham is only there if you have the keren. But the keren is not going to be there if it's Shabbos because you have kimlei b'drabanan. That's the ksos' question in Simen Chavches. So what is Remeir gaining by saying, oh, I got another karbon? No, you got an extra chatas, but you lose your asham. Then you lose your asham. That's the ksos' question in Simen Chavches. He says, in Maisa Shabbos, do chayvi kriset mises bezdin, vadei poter mitashlumin, dafilu Remeir, lokim mishalim islay, mesum mishalim leslay, v'yim kain leka asham, im kain, my moser Remeir, kivin the machaser idach, v'hu asham. So that's Akasha, and all of the many of the Achronim get it. The Nesivus says maybe there's a difference between Mi'ilah of Kedushas Haguf, the Kedushas Damim, right? Maybe there's, if it's Kedushas Haguf, which has a Kapara element, then Kimlei doesn't knock it out. That's a big sugya. What type of payments does Kimlei knock out? Only Chiyuvei Mamon. What about Chiyuvei Kapara? Maybe Kapara is not knocked out, and therefore there would be a Karen, and therefore there wouldn't be a loss of the Asham. And all the other Achronim get into it, but that's the Ksos. Others, so one of the Achronim in the back here, Tzion Lenefesh Shlomo, says maybe the Me'ila is Mishas Hagba, so it's not simultaneous. Right when you picked up the Karbon, you're going to be Chayah for the Asham, so it's not simultaneous, so Kimlei is not going to knock it out. The Kimlei is only after. And one fine other point, which I'll just mention, but again, Shabbos is Shabbos. The Rambam on this Mishnah in Krisus Daf Yud Gimel. The first time I heard this was 24 years ago, I think. 24 years ago? No, I'm sorry. 34 years ago. 34 years ago, I remember Rav Rosenzweig saying, yeah, the Rambam and the Nekuda Nifla. I'm like, what are you talking about? Is that not the Sefer? I never heard of the Nekuda Nifla. I know what he was saying. But afterwards, you know, the Nekuda Nifla is the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah, is Maseches Krisus, Daf Yud Gimel, has a Nekuda Nifla. I'm going to tell you a jewel, says the Rambam. The Yesh Bidvarim Elu Nekuda Nifla'a Na'ir Aleha. I'm going to tell you a secret Nekuda. Lefishu Mafteach Le'inyonim Acherim Nosaf L'mash Yesh Ba Midiya Ko'iyun. And that Nekuda Nifla is on this Mishnah in Krisus, right? And it relates to Ein Yisr Chal Lisser, right? Because you have all these Yisurim that are one on top of another. So that's what the Rambam talks about. Ein Yisr Chal Lisser, Yisr Mosef, Yisr Kolel, Yisr Basachas, the three exceptions to Nekuda Nifla, and the three exceptions to Ein Yisr Chal Lisser. And that's where the Rambam says the Nekuda Nifla is about Basar B'chalav. Basar B'chalav, that the Isser Hana'a of Basar B'chalav is really just an outgrowth of the Isser Achila of Basar B'chalav. And therefore, it has ramifications for Ein Isser Chalal Al Isser. So we'll see more of this time. But that's the Rambam on this Mishnah, right here quoted in Krisus. But we just say, we said there's no stira in the Reb Yossi's, because Reb Yossi here in the Braisa is about Mahalaka Omeid, and Reb Yossi over there in the Mishnah Krisus, he's not moving. He's at the door. So it's not an issue of Mahalaka Omeid. The issue is just about what's called a Hanacha, when it's in your mouth or when it's in your stomach, right? What's called a Hanacha for Hotzah on Shabbos? Fine. Amar Rabbi Yanai, we continue. Says the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yanai, as you see, the Dafim in Yerushalmi Shabbos, you know, are similarly lengthwise, right? Which means it's not fair that we have to squeeze this year into half an hour. But we'll do our best. Amar Reb Yanai, Bala, this is also discussed in Bavli and Chulin, if you remember. Bala chati zayis vehiki of a chazer ubalo chayer. I swallowed a half a kezayis of non-kosher. And then I vomited it. I realized, oh my gosh, it's not kosher. I vomited it a few minutes later, because if it was totally disgusting and putrid in my stomach, and then I vomited, it's not food anymore. Right? If it's already totally, you know, what usually it looks like when one regurgitates. Right? But, what happens if right after I was Miki, and then I ate it the same thing. I ate the same thing, and I forgot, because that's what you're talking about, a carbon. I forgot, and I lost myself. Chayev, you are chayev for eating chaylev, even though you ended up eating only half a kezayis, but you ate that half a kezayis twice. So you ate the half a kezayis twice, so you are going to be chayev. But, says Rabbi Yanai, hichnas chasi grogas chazav hotziya pater. What if I carry on Shabbos, I carry a half a shear from the street to my house, and I carry that same thing back from my house to the street? Then I'm pater. Even though you did the aveir with the same half. So he asked the Gemara, Ma bein olavein kad maisa. What's the difference, Rabbi Yanai? Right, if I ate a half a kezayis twice, that combines to a whole kezayis. Right, if I carried a half a grogeris twice, that doesn't combine. What's the difference? Taman nenechecho bekezayis. No, the point is, by eating, the mechayiv for the iser of eating non-kosher is pleasure, is hana'a. Hana'a to the chich, the Gemara says, the palate. So I had a whole kezayis of hana'a to my palate because I ate it twice. I ate a half kezayis twice. And therefore, that's going to combine to a whole. Bramhacha lo nisase because groger shlema. Here, you only carried out and you only did a malacha to half a grogeris. And therefore, it's not going to combine. Into the Me'iri, on Daf Pe'alaf and Shabbos, gives the same chilik, asks the same question, but it doesn't quote this Yerushalmi. Unclear. Okay, but that's this chilik between Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas not kosher. Amar Reb Yosi, Pamishu Misase Begroger Shlema Vupater. Reb Yosi says, I could come up with a case that you're being Osek with a whole Kezias and you're still Pater. A whole Grogeris and you're still Pater. And that's what the Gemara says. Assuming that Reb Yanai agrees to what Reb Yosi is about to say, the question is, so why didn't Reb Yanai say this? Because this is an even bigger Chiddush. What's the case? Hey Chavida, what's the case where you could be Osek with a whole Kezias? Hotzi Chatzi Grogeris. Vehinicha. I carried out half a grogeris, I put it down. V'chazev osi chatzi grogeris, and I carried out another half a grogeris, v'lo hispik l'anicha, and I didn't put it down, ach nisrafa rishona, until the first half gets burned up. V'harei nisadim grogeris shlema, v'hu pater. So look at that. I carried out a whole, half a grogeris and half a grogeris, and I'm going to be pater, because the first half a grogeris is not there. So this is an even bigger chiddush. You could not only do to the same half your putter, you could do a hole in your putter. So why didn't Reb Yanai say that? Assuming that he agrees to it. Answer, begin midamaisa lachalvin v'hu avad kain. No, he just wanted to compare it to the chaylev case. The chaylev case was about the same half. So he also talked about the same half. Nothing that he means to be against anything else. But that's why he spoke about that case. Fine. Period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has a lot to say about Hotzah on Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hamotzi mirshus hayachal rishus harabim v'deras dera karmelis chayiv. This is going to be our topic for the next daf. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you go rishus hayachal rishus harabim dera karmelis. So we haven't mentioned karmelis yet. Remember, for Hilchos Shabbos, there are four rishuyos. Three rishuyos on a Torah level. Rishus harabim, public. Rishus hayachid, private. We discussed a little bit a few days ago about what's the definition of Rishus Yachid, right? It has to be surrounded by walls. What's the definition of Rishus Arabim? Not surrounded by walls, right? Even two walls are still Rishus Arabim. Not roofed, right? And the question is, what about 600,000? That's a machlokas we've shown him. Well, you need 600,000 going there daily. And then you have Rishus Yachid, private. And then you have what's called, well, it doesn't fit either category, Rishus Arabim, Rishus Yachid. It's semi-private, but it's not fully private. So on a Torah level, that's called Makom Ptur. That's a makom ptur, and if you take anything in or out of there, you're potter, right? It's mutter daraisa. But Chazal took some of those makom pturs and made them into Rishus Harabim Durabanan. It's called the Karmelis, right? A Karmelis is not a daraisa. Rishus Harabim daraisa is Rishus Durabanan. It's semi-public. So we're nervous that if you treat this like your house, you're gonna bring things to the street. So what happens, says Rabbi Yochanan, if I'm carrying from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Harabim, derech Karmelis, right? I go through a Carmelis. I go through a Makom Tur. Says Rabbi Yochanan, you're still chayiv. Why? You basically ignore that you went, you only go where was the Akira, where was the Hanacha? Right? And therefore you're still chayiv. You went from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, right? And you don't say, right, Mahalech is Lav Ka'omed. Like we said, it's not as if you didn't stop. You didn't stop, and therefore you went straight through. How does Rabbi Yochanan know this? What's the source for Rabbi Yochanan that he knows that if you go through Rishus HaRabim, there's Rishus HaYachid, or vice versa, through a Carmelis, you're still going to be chayiv. So, first try. That's what we're going to try to do today. First try. Minamo from the following Mishnah. Minamosi la'achra. The Mishnah later on in Shabbos talks about if you carry something out of your, into the street, you're going to be chayiv for hotzah. What happens if you carry it like you have a, like a money belt and it's behind you? You still chayiv for that? The Gemara says, the Mishnah says there, if that's what you meant to do to start, yes. If you meant to carry it behind you, it's okay. Min hada, the Mishnah says, Hamiskabin lozi lefanav abalo lacharav, if you meant to carry the money belt in front of you, and as you're walking, somehow it gets to be behind you, so it's less shmira. It's a lower level hotzah than pater. Then that's a lack of melechas machsheves, because you meant to do a better act of hotzah, and you did a worse act of hotzah. So there you're going to be pater. Lacharav abalo lefanav chayev. But if it was behind you, and then it went in front of you, then you're going to be chayev, because that's an even better act. So says the Gemara. But the Mishnah's mashma that if you had kavana to do it behind you and you did it behind you, then you're going to be chayiv. But 1 second, you're walking out of your house and the thing's behind you. You take a step out of your house. Stop time for a second. Stop time. At this moment, when you're 1 foot out of your house, you have created a Carmelis between your body and the house, because your body in the house is like walled. There's a private little area there that's not really open to the public. Your body is one wall and the house is the other wall. So that's a Carmelis. And your little thing that's behind you is in the Carmelis. And it still says that when you go out to the street, you're going to be chayiv. Right? So what does that tell me? If I'm going from my house to the street through a Carmelis, you're still going to be chayiv. Right? That's the source for the case. So isn't that a raya? So the Gemara says, no. It's fascinating. I'm Rabbi Yossi. No, tchutter, shayu, pandef, hafuchos, lakosel. Umasu, lacharav. The case that you're chayiv, if you carry it behind you, is if you walk out of your house backwards. If you walk out of your house backwards, then right when you take your step out, then the thing behind you is facing open. It's not in a Carmelis, right? And therefore, that's what's ubekach yatzam asot chilos. So it went out first. Says the Gemara. Again, every line of this Gemara is so rich, right? And he said, okay, that's how you walk out. Says the Gemara. Okay, fine. There's no Carmelis there, but you got another problem. You're not doing something normal. Reb Chiya bar Abba boy kumi reb mana vezulo derech hotzahi. This is a shinui. You're walking out of your house backwards. Right, that's a shinui. So it's not derech hotzah. So that can't be what the Mishnah's talking about. Says the Gemara, oh, who are you talking about? You've never walked out of your house backwards? You ever carry a heavy load? And you're holding the couch with somebody? Amar lei, sheken katzfaya umanu avdim kein. What do you mean? Heavy people carrying loads, they walk out backwards. That's not so strange. Not so strange. So therefore it's normal to walk out backwards, and therefore there's no proof from that Mishnah that you have a Carmelis in the middle. Because maybe you're walking out backwards. So that's rejected, and we got to come up with another source for how does Rabbi Yochanan know that if you go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, there are Carmelis, you are going to be chayiv, and that's what we're going to have to start with next time. Again, there's so much more here, but Baruch Hashem, we do what we can. We'll stop here.